I've been working in, for many, many years in how do we understand better to implement community health workers projects and to address issues for Hispanics and Latinos. I don't have any relationship to disclose. What I'm going to present to you is an 8-year project from the National Heart, from the NIH, that we took an 8-year community-based participatory project that it says what it takes to promote community programs in Hispanics to reduce cardiovascular health. So I'm going to give you some of my perspectives in what it really takes and some of the things that we've been done in the last 20 years, but most related to this project. So the ideas will be to set the stage for what it really takes to promote community programs for Hispanics, to provide an example of a program called HEART, Health Education and Awareness Research Team, to showcase mobilization efforts towards ecological models, working with community health workers. I presented yesterday one program, today is a different program about ecological models and the lessons learned. One of the important things that I've learned through the years is that we have to move from the old paradigm of intervention. That means that we have to move from acquiring clinical knowledge in a disease-based system to mobilizing community knowledge in an action of prevention. So I think that a lot of this project of the 8 years is where we're trying to really mobilize that effort of community knowledge and action of prevention. So why is it important to move into that model? Dr. Dickey in Texas mentions that a lot of the ways we have to look at different systems. The old system is we have a lot of barriers, liability, training, and our silos, and we have a lot of problems with economics. We know that our healthcare system. So we have to move towards not towards a more specialized system, but the other way around, to your right of the screen, where we become more able to do handshakes, incentives to collaborate, do partnerships, interdisciplinary training, and building better teams. So this is kind of the story of this HEART, where we build better teams. But I'm going to give you a little bit of that story. So there seems to be a synergism. Throughout the years, we believe that one example of synergism of this community model is the community health worker model, where we've been able to link into different elements of individual, family, and now we're moving into more ecological models to try to really link communities and begin to start working in different levels. So I'm going to show you some of that. The first attempt that we did a long time ago prior to this project is we mobilized communities in the clinical program. So this has been really shown now in many capacities, but in 2009 we published this study in preventing chronic diseases that show if you really, this was a HRSA NHLBI project with our team of the School of Public Health, where we show that if you begin to start integrating with the clinic and with the physicians, the idea that all of them that need some care via obesity, diabetes or hypertension or other conditions, you can move it into the promotora groups, they can work with them, and then effectively they can go back to the physician when they just have to evaluate. And this has worked through many, this was not a randomized design, but it has worked in many, many designs. So we have shown that indeed, when you do that in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and I'll just show you one example, a very simple example, that the people begin to change their hemoglobin A1C, those who have problems with diabetes, and you begin to start seeing some real changes. This has been replicated with randomized trials in African American communities, in Hispanic communities, in Asian communities. It works, so it really does work. So the idea then we say, well, after that, let's try to really contract with NIH, and we were successful in getting 8 years, but let's do the first planning phase as a randomized trial. So we will identify a target population in the El Paso area, and we will do a community participatory research program to try to build participation with the parks, with the YWCA, with the clinics, with the El Paso Community College, with the University of Texas El Paso, and with our School of Public Health. And so we mobilized a community health worker randomized pilot project that was going to give us the idea for the second. So actually we were the one, probably of 25, that did a randomized at the beginning of the pilot because we had already experience with this model. And then after that we did the second phase, which is the one that I'm going to explain after the next slide, which is was to tailor an intervention in a more ecological way to try to foster not only the integration of other members of the community to to restructure the environment, as Shokols mentioned, but also to start really looking at policies and community worker force and to try to really bring about some of these changes. So the first randomized trial has been published. It is been known as a program that it is promising practice. We have shown that indeed in a bivariate and multivariate level, changes of the intervention group in a four-month intervention, 2 months of an intervention with 11 modules of education plus a phone call afterward, the last 2 months worked. So indeed that there was the intervention was able to see some clinical outcomes more than the control group. As we control for things, the clinical outcomes begin to be less stronger, but we did a lot of behavioral outcomes and nutrition outcomes and shown to be significant. So this has been published. Then we say, all right, now let's look at the 5 years later and then test and tell them to NIH that we want to change the landscape of El Paso. We want to restructure the environment in some ways to the parks. We want to talk about the YWCA and see if we can begin to start really incorporating other mobilization efforts with community health workers. And we also want to strengthen that force of community health workers. So what we did, particularly in nutrition and fitness activity. So this is the ecological model that has been published already in 2012 that describes the first pilot phase of that 5 years, where we wanted to have a community-based participatory approach, evaluation and intervention integrated in a modality that incorporates changes at the organizational level, and I'm going to show you, by incorporating community health workers in the YWCA, working with the parks, can we change that organization? Can we change some of that part that Azile was mentioning in terms of mobilizing communities? And that's what we wanted to change the individual and the interpersonal relations of the promotores, community health workers, plus the community in looking at a wider range of clinical and behavioral and psychosocial outcomes. And also we wanted to work on policy. We wanted to work on beginning to change policies of community health workers to enhance that. So what we did is we developed an exciting project which is called Mi Corazón, Mi Comunidad, My Heart, My Community, that is based on this approach that we took for 5 years. We did a curriculum specialist. We hired somebody who looked at all the evidence base of physical activity and nutrition to try to bring evidence-based practice from the CDC and from some of the work that we have done to try, and we piloted that work to see whether really this Mi Corazón, Mi Comunidad, which was a four-month cohort intervention of people involved in cohorts for 4 months, so that they can begin to participate. I'm going to show you what the components of MIC is called, Mi Corazón, Mi Comunidad. And then we then launched the 5-cohort intervention on almost 800 people, and we have finished the 5th cohort already in this design. The Mi Corazón, Mi Comunidad involves 4 different levels, and at the center is the community health worker. The lifestyle nutrition is to change issues that are related to the promotoras and community health workers, working with the people using the NHLBI, Su Corazón, Su Vida, My Heart, My Life, models that we have worked for many, many, many years, tested many, many, many times, is already published in many, many articles, that we show that indeed this model works, and so we want to incorporate that model. As part of the MIC, we wanted to do charlas with people about diabetes. We use a lot of our fotonovelas. I have an example here. So if somebody wants one present, that all the package, I have one for one of you. And then if you want more, I can gladly send you that package. But anyway, we have fotonovelas that work with the CDC that are online in Spanish and English, where we incorporate them in charlas so that people can, as part of the 4 months, work in a variety of opportunities. We did cooking demonstrations in one of the clinics with community health workers. We did grocery tours. Within 4 months, they participate in grocery tours, in a variety of tours. We did also then with parks, we went to the parks and say, open up your parks. We want to do dances in the parks every Saturday from 10:30 to 12. They're going to be open up every Saturday, and we have schedules of all the different parks that people can participate. And we also wanted to do walking groups with the community health workers that was part of the MIC, and we also wanted to do soccer and basketball in the parks. So that was the MIC was, I'm going to show you a little bit more about this, was done, and then we selected 2 zip codes that the Community Advisory Board wanted us to intervene. This zip code is in El Paso, Texas. It shows just a map where El Paso is located. in the border with Chihuahua, Mexico, and Ciudad Juarez. And this is the Hispanic population, primarily 95% Hispanics, 87% approximately speak Spanish, and is the median age is young, 35, and is relatively low income. So we basically launched this community effort of bringing translation of science to this really hard phase, from hard phase one to hard phase two. And we did 4-month intervention in 5 cohorts, pre and post outcomes at the baseline, at T2, which is 4 months, and 4 months later at T4, to try to see the effects. This is not a randomized, so there's some potential problems with bias, and we're going to tell you a little bit about that. But we measure a lot of things in this program, community risk factors. Our questionnaires are very, very complete. We have standardized them, and we have used standardized measures. And the community health workers, we launched them in this MIC-MIC to really, in a very well-organized activity, to launch these activities. Basically, this shows we had minimum expectations. We have a tarjeta de salud I have it right here, that we created for them so that each one had a very nice tarjeta de salud, in very colorful, where they can actually begin to say what were the minimum expectations in the 4 categories that we have them: lifestyle nutrition, environmental nutrition, exercise and fitness at the Y. We put the community health workers 3 higher full-time in the YWCA. The parks didn't want them at the beginning to be higher with them, so we put them in the YWCA, and we work with the parks in integrating this Mi Corazón, Mi Comunidad. But then we had activities from this curriculum very well defined. We had a schedule of activities very defined for 4 months where all they can participate in all the different sessions, that they could go at any time that was scheduled, and we had minimum expectations that they had to fulfill. So that then we have prizes, and we had a kickoff at the beginning, and then 4 months later we have a festivity. And these are some preliminary results that we are beginning to now analyze this. We are concerned a little bit about the attrition rate, but it's so challenging, as you know, when you work with communities. We have achieved probably 60%. We have seen very statistically nice results right now on T1 and T2. We have even went to T3. These are just preliminary results because the attrition rate of the last one is very high. However, we are consistently finding some of the same things, that the program worked in terms of behaviors, intentions, self-efficacy. Here are just examples of the kinds of things: avoiding eating fast food more than once a week. These are just based on the scaling of strongly agree, disagree. So we have seen this pattern throughout. So we have done some analyses even further to try to control for biases. And we have seen that when we control for participation, not for only having the questionnaire already fulfilled, because that was the problem, they didn't come back to get the questionnaire answered for the second time, but they did participate, then the percentage is much greater than 60%. And we have tried to do multivariate regression. I don't have the data here that shows that indeed participation is strongly related to the intervention in different components, which shows that there is some validity for this, and we're trying to really control for some of the bias that may exist. As you know, all of you working with these kinds of projects, we have done also preliminary results on the clinical components: BMI, waist circumference, hip circumferences, systolic and diastolic blood pressure. We have a cardiovascular risk index of 11 components, and so we have seen that change. Statistically significant changes that we see in some of this. Again, this is cautious to see. This is a pre-post design. It's not randomized, so we have to be careful on the way we interpret it. But we see that indeed some of these are very consistent results to the results that we have seen in other times. So the question is, if we were to continue these kind of projects, would we see more effects that are more important in terms of the magnitude? And probably my answer is yes, we will see, because this is only a 4-month intervention. So the idea is that indeed this HEART project, this is a kickoff. We had a nice kickoff, and then the people participate in different activities. But the question now comes into the lessons learned and challenges, to finish up and wrap up when we did the randomized controlled trial, this is a highly intensive element and difficult to depart from rigid protocols. We actually are publishing a really description of the dances between the randomized control and what is community-based participatory is going to come to see what some of our learning about this, and it's going to be published soon in Journal of Ambulatory Healthcare, where we really dance this dance of what are some of the lessons learned that we believe this randomized control, can we live with the community base and how do we work it together, which is challenging. The concept of ownership is key in programs, how to own the parts, how to really engage. But the model, is an exciting model. How, for example, has the model been adapted from the YMCA and the parks after 5 years? The answer is no. Hasn't been adapted yet. So it takes more time. After we took up the promotoras from that, because we only have 5 years, so that has been not adapted yet. So it is challenging. Yes, the environment can be restructured, however. Community health workers can be the engines of mobilization. When you go and mobilize communities as warriors for good health, the parks seem to be wellness opportunities that, as was mentioned, we can go and put people, promotoras and people, to start bringing people. It works. But there is limited capacity for policy and changes based on results of some limitations of some of these studies. But we believe that there are wonderful opportunities. So I want to acknowledge our project funded by NIH, our team members from the YWCA, the Parks and Recreation, El Paso Community College, who made this. And now we're heavily looking and doing some analysis, and we hope to produce maybe between 5 and 10 publications out of this. Thank you.